The Nielsen South Africa Consumer Trend Survey 2019 has been released, and one of the things it notes is that South African consumers are not influenced by price alone. There are many variables that a more sophisticated consumer now looks at. Well, to give us a sense of what came out of the survey and the broader themes around the retail space, I'm joined on the line by Ronel Patha. She's a senior manager in the Shopper and Quantitative Research Department at Nielsen South Africa. Thanks very much for joining us, Ronel. So we know in South Africa there's an abundance of choice for the consumer when it comes to which retail outlets they decide to visit. So what are some of the drivers you found in consumers deciding to go to one retailer over another?
Thank you, Nampu. It's great to be with you on the show with your listeners and yourself.
Sure.
So for the past 2 to 3 years, we saw that low prices were seen to be the key driving choice behind choosing a retailer to shop at. However, in 2019, we see value for money and convenience, as well as the store experience, being key drivers for choosing a store. So shoppers not just concerned about the price that they're paying, but the value that they're getting in return for what they're paying at the end of the day. And, you know, retailers trying to differentiate on price alone is just not an effective differentiator anymore.
Yes.
They have to focus on store experience, you know, being convenient, a convenient place to shop at in terms of locations and so on, and also offering value to the shopper.
Absolutely. So what about the issue of food pricing? I mean, the economists have been telling us that food inflation hasn't been so bad this year. But of course, we don't all eat the same things and we don't all have the same disposable income, with some families spending a huge proportion of their income on food. So what were your findings around attitudes towards food pricing?
Okay, so in 2019, we see that the perceptions around food prices increasing has been more stable than in recent years. And especially for your lower LSM consumers, which has, and we validated this information with our own consumer panel data, where the majority of their purchases are around the staple food maize meal. And previously, we saw price increases for the staple, and that has been stabilized recently. And with this, we see prices or perceptions around food prices also stabilizing. As I mentioned, maize prices being a huge portion of that wallet, or,
yes,
the share of wallet for shoppers, but that's stabilizing now and obviously affecting perceptions around prices.
Are South African consumers beginning to look more at online retail facilities, given the busyness of many people's lives, or we still mostly like to touch and feel in store?
So online shopping penetration is still very low in South Africa. I'm pretty sure it's 1.5% around the globe as well, more so in developed countries. But it doesn't mean that online, being present online is not important, because what our shoppers are doing, they're going online and researching and then completing their purchase in store. And this could be due to, you know, trust issues around payments, and obviously just wanting to see and feel the product at the end of the day that they're purchasing.
Yeah. So on the supply side, I mean, that is the retail manufacturer and retail outlet side. Obviously, they operate in a very competitive terrain. So what do you see as their challenges and what they're having to do in order to keep their heads above water?
So as I mentioned before, low prices are just not going to cut it. You know, they need to be constantly innovating from a manufacturer perspective in terms of the products that they offer to the shopper. And additionally, retailers, and we see this with the larger retailers now, they're constantly innovating their stores, trying to make the shopping experience more inclusive to keep that shopper coming back, and not just coming back, but spending more in store as
well. Yes. How important are things like loyalty cards?
Loyalty cards are important. I think it's also very important for the retailers and manufacturers, because they get that data from the shoppers. But it almost concretes the reason why you shop at that retailer, you know, having that sense of belonging to that retailer. So I have a Smart Shopper card, and we see checkers now with the extra savings as well. But it's important to offer value and not just, you know, swiping a card each time you buy a basket of goods.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the reason I ask that is because, you know, all of them now have loyalty cards of one sort or another. So I have a few loyalty cards in my purse, so I'm not really very loyal. You know, I'm going to try and get the best that I can when I go for my retail experience.
Yes. So, you know, we know that shoppers have a repertoire of 2 to 3 stores to complete their purchases on any given week or month. It just depends on what you're offering on that, at that given point in time for them to buy into that loyalty card or promotion that you're running. So you have to give them a compelling reason to swipe that card or to buy that basket
yes.
at your store.
Renelle, what about shopping malls? I mean, South Africa has so many, and we've learned this year that it's a tough environment for many property companies with vacancies rising in some places. What are your thoughts there? I mean, could we see some sort of a consolidation happening in that sector? And I mean, if you do need to reduce the number of malls, how would you repurpose them and what would you repurpose them for?
So, to be honest with you, I see strip malls being a bit more relevant, where it comes back to the whole convenience element. So, as opposed to going into a massive mall where you have to find parking and then find the stores that you need to get to, be it a pharmacy plus a retailer, a grocery store, and maybe one more store that you need to complete your basket of goods purchase at, strip malls are a bit more easier. You're in and out. You maybe have your pharma retailer, your supermarket, and perhaps, you know, a wholesaler that you usually buy from, and you go in and out. So I think convenience plays a huge role there, and strip malls becoming more relevant.
Renelle, pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. That was Renelle Pather. She's a senior manager in the Shopping and Quantitative Research Division at Nielsen South Africa.